The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Everybody, Alan Ellis here, and
me,
Robin, is with us today, and we are here talking about the muzzleloader contest and Youth Day, and first day of duck season is also today. So about 8 minutes, it's going to be legal shooting time for all the junior hunters out there, and half hour before sunrise. And I've asked this question before, and if you've been a long time listener, you know the answer. But what is that period called? That 30 minutes before sunrise and the 30 minutes after sunset where it's legal shooting time. There's a name for that period. What is it? And, you know, there's a challenge for you. You can answer that when you call in to get in the muzzleloader contest. We're giving away a CVA Wolf muzzleloader. The fine folks at CVA have been great to us for about 13 years now, and we've given away a lot of muzzleloaders. Matter of fact, one of the ladies that won the very first muzzleloader, Norma, called the other day.
Yep.
And ordered a record book. So I thought that was really nice that she's been a long-time listener. It's been, you know, many, many years since we've been giving muzzleloaders away. So we want to thank the folks at CVA, and next time you're considering a muzzleloader, if you don't win one, we'd like you to consider owning a CVA muzzleloader. And nothing but good words for those people. And the finest muzzleloaders, in my opinion, that you can buy. I mean, you know, the commercial muzzleloaders. You can get a custom one for whatever. But, you know, I just enjoy shooting a CVA. It's a very good fitting firearm. I've taken a lot of deer and a bear with my muzzleloader, my CVA muzzleloaders. So, you know, very happy. Very happy with the way they perform. And they also make the power belt bullets, just so you know. I've heard pros and cons about the power belts, but the one I used last year to harvest the 8-point that I took was performed extremely well, so I have no issues with that. So did you get that image yet?
Yes.
There you go. Send that to Chris. Do you agree that that would match what you were trying to do?
Oh, I haven't looked. No.
Oh, you need to look. Okay. All right. Anyway, to get in the muzzleloader contest, here's how it works. 410-WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And all you got to do is give your name and number to Chris and then go on the air with me. Now, look, I got to tell you folks something. Something very important here, okay? Remember I read a couple weeks ago that county executive for Anne Arundel County, Mr. Pittman, announced a money for venison program? Well, guess what? It's been declared illegal, unlawful, and against the law by none other than Brian Frosch, the Attorney General of Maryland. And I have a letter here, if I can find it. Let's see. Nope, didn't find it yet, but I will. I'll find it, and I'll read it to you. And it was a letter to Stuart Pittman from Jeannie Hadaway Riccio about his venison program. And it basically tells him that, look, the Attorney General has ruled that your program is illegal. Here it is right here. Let me read it real quick. Dear County Executive Pittman, this is from Jeannie Hadaway Riccio, the Secretary of DNR. Thank you for your engagement with the department earlier this year on increasing deer management efforts and identifying sustainable sources of food in Anne Arundel County. I'm pleased that we were able to serve as a helpful sounding board as you and your staff looked at a few public policy measures. I am writing to you today, however, out of immense concern over the county's recently announced venison food relief program. After discussions with the Office of the Attorney General, it has been confirmed that paying hunters for deer harvested and delivered to a participating deer processor and making payments to the participating deer processors is in violation of the Natural Resources Article Section 10-404E, which prohibits the exchange for a game animal taken from the wild. While we believe the county had good intentions, it's disappointing that the department was not asked to consult or provide feedback for the Venison Food Relief Act prior to its public commencement, especially given our recent collaborative work together. It's also unfortunate that your Venison Food Relief Program now puts both Maryland hunters and deer processors in a precarious legal position if they participate in the county program, which means you could be arrested or cited, because this is a violation. If you're a hunter and you participate in the Anne Arundel Venison Food Relief Program expecting to get paid $50 for a deer, you are in violation of the law. I'm hopeful we can work quickly together to address the legal deficiencies of Anne Arundel County's Venison Food Relief Program. My staff and the Office of Attorney General are ready to assist you to revise the program. Please feel free to contact me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, here's what I would advise our hunters to do. Any ethical hunter who understands that we don't sell venison here in Maryland, okay, we don't do it. I'm going to try and find. Here it is. Please call the Office of Attorney General, Brian Frosch. Here's the number, 410-576-6300. Or you can email him, oag@oag.state.md.us. And the website is www.oag.officeofattorneygeneral.state.maryland.us. You can always use a search engine to find that. Brian Frosch is the Attorney General. Urge Attorney General Frosch to directly address the Venison Food Relief Act with the Honorable Stuart Pittman, the County Executive of Anne Arundel County, because you're an ethical hunter and you don't like to see a bounty paid for the game animals that you love to hunt. Now, I'm sure there are people out there that would shoot 10 deer and donate them in hopes of getting 500, but I have no doubt in my mind. We don't get paid to hunt deer. We pay to hunt deer. Okay, we shoot deer. Number one, it's fun. Nothing wrong with admitting you have a lot of fun when you're out there in the woods. It's ethical. We put food on the table for our families. Okay, if we want to help someone, we can do so voluntarily. Okay, we can contribute to farmers and hunters feeding the hungry. We can just drop a deer off and let that happen, let FHFH, and make a contribution to FHFH. Or we can pay for the processing and get a $50 tax credit, if that's what you want to do. Or you can share it with your neighbors and friends or take your venison to the local soup kitchen. There are any number of resources out there that you can donate venison to. Of course, we want to have it properly processed, you know, that type of thing by an inspected facility. I mean, they won't necessarily accept the venison that you cut up yourself, but depending on who it is, they might. A needy family, they'd probably love to have you share venison with them, okay? But to get paid to do it, A, against the law in Maryland. I just read you the letter from the Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources to the Executive Director of the county executive of Anne Arundel County, declaring to him that the Office of the Attorney General found this practice to be illegal. So there you go. If you want to read the full story, go to huntersofmaryland.com, and you'll be able to read the whole story. All right, let's get to the calls. Let's see who we got. Robin, who we got?
I lost track of who we got.
Jeff, let's talk to Jeff. Sorry. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing?
All righty, and yourself?
Good, man. What's happening?
I don't know, I call it get in the contest, and I tell you, I'm really disgusted that with what you had just been talking about. That just tears me up. I can't believe that.
Well, Howard County has the same type of program, and I think similar efforts are going to be, I think a similar ruling is going to come down from the Attorney General on the Howard County program as well. So there's two counties that are paying bounties for deer this year, Howard and Anne Arundel. And it's illegal. It is.
I mean, it's one thing to donate, and that's a great thing, you know, you're helping people out. But, you know, you get paid to hunt, no, that's just not right.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that.
And I've seen some geese flying in this week a little bit.
Man, I've been hearing them all night. I mean, we're right here in the epicenter of it in Easton, and I've been hearing them coming in all week.
Yeah, I've been seeing them.
At night, I've been hearing them, so.
Yeah, that's when I've been, you know, like outside. I look at the stars at night. I got a telescope, and they'll be coming squawking by. Not a lot of them, but they're starting to come in a little bit.
Yes.
Maybe this week it's going to cool down. Maybe I'll see a lot of them coming in.
Got it.
Anyway, I just wanted to call and get in on the contest.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks
I appreciate
lot.
The call, and I appreciate the fact that you understand how horrible this program is.
It's terrible. I can't believe that. It tears me up.
No question, my friend.
Anyhow, I'm glad you all addressed it.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Well, you know, the Hunters of Maryland did the hard work. They were the ones that were in contact with the Attorney General and the Department of Natural Resources and others. So, but
yeah,
we need to urge the Attorney General to go to Pittman face to face, or you know, in person, or address it directly with Pittman. You know, it's kind of going.
You know, they have to know the law before they come out with this with these ideas. They can't just come up with this.
I don't know that they do. I did a little research on the county executive of Anne Arundel County, Mr. Pittman. He was before he moved back to Maryland, he owns a winery in Anne Arundel County, okay? So, in Harwood.
He's probably upset that they're eating his grapes.
No. Let me tell you what he was after college. Let me see if this sounds familiar to anybody out there in our audience, and I'm sure it is. He was a community organizer in the little podunk town of Chicago. Know any other community organizers from Chicago?
Yeah, that sounds real familiar. Like
doesn't it, though?
That used to be a president of our country. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that explains it all right there.
That's what I thought.
All right, well, look, I don't want to hold you all up, and you all have a good day now.
All right, thank you very much.
You also.
All right,
take care. Let's see, I can't keep up.
Hold on, let me catch up.
Tom.
Tom, good morning, Tom. How are you, Tom?
I'm good, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. What's going on?
Well, before I forget, Linda said to say hi.
Oh, great. Hi.
Can you imagine that? A government official coming up with a bad idea. What are the chances?
What are the chances of a government official coming up with a bad idea? Let's see. Boy, that is rare, isn't it?
Yep.
That never happens.
And the thing is, he's using COVID money. Aren't there enough businesses and individuals suffering in Anne Arundel County right now rather than worry about... I mean, I understand, okay? I understand that he's trying to help the, you know, folks who are in need, okay, and provide them with food in the food bank of Anne Arundel County, okay, I got that. But all you have to do is do what Pennsylvania did and send out a press release from the Game Commission and say, Pennsylvania urges hunters to donate venison through the state program called Hunters Sharing the Harvest. It's 850,000 hunters, and COVID-19 has increased the need of a lot of Pennsylvanians. So help us out, hunters. Not, hey, guys, kill a deer, we'll give you $50. And make sure you're in violation of the law.
Well, next thing we'll do is probably start counting the deer as COVID death. So.
No. Well, yeah. Oh, jeez.
Well,
okay, Tom.
Guys,
that was a good one.
Thanksgiving.
You do the same.
You
buddy.
Have a super.
Thanks.
Please tell her I said hi, okay?
I will. Take care.
All right, buddy. Let's talk to Kenneth. Good morning. See you, Tom, buddy. Talk to Kenneth. Morning, Kenneth.
Yeah, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Having my cup of joe this morning.
I got you. Me too.
Yeah. I just called to get in on the muzzleloader contest and say good morning to you and your wife.
Yes, indeed.
Morning.
Good morning. I think that's kind of crazy going out there and killing deer and selling them.
That's in effect what it is. You're selling your deer, which is illegal. I mean, it's very simple. You're selling the deer, even though you're selling it to the county. You know, it is patently illegal to sell deer parts in Maryland. I got to tell you something. I know a lot of taxidermists. Okay,
uh-huh.
And you know, some guy shoots a little 6-point or something like that, takes it in, has it mounted, and then says, you know, I shot an 8-point later in the season, and I'm just going to leave that 6-point go. Doesn't pay the taxidermist, is my point.
Right.
So I talked to one the other day. He said, I had 3 deer left here. He said,
wow.
What do I do with it? He said,
what?
To do the paperwork, to get the permits and everything else to try and get my money back on these deer, he said, it's not worth it. You know?
No.
It's not worth it.
Alan, when I go hunting, man, I'm all excited. You know, I get that, I guess they call it buck fever.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the enjoyment, man, of being out in the woods, you know, by yourself, you know, with a couple other fellas that are hunting different areas. Me, man, I get up in there and I just find a tree and sit down and be quiet.
That's right.
There's one coming my way, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And I'm going to shoot that deer and I'm going to take it home.
Yeah.
To feed my family.
Exactly right.
I'm not going to sell it. That's crazy.
No, you're right. But there are people who would do that. You know that.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And those people are going to, they're going to face some legal consequences, unfortunately.
Wow. Well, if they're dumb enough to do that, Alan, then I don't even want them in the woods with me, man.
I agree with you.
I
do.
I don't want them back there with me. No.
Nope.
All right, well, Alan, it was nice talking to you and Miss Robin, and like I said, I want to get in on the muzzleloader contest.
You're in it.
Thank you,
my friend.
All right, buddy. You take care. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Who's next?
We have Gary.
Gary. Good morning, Gary. How are you, Gary? What's going on?
Well, I wanted to thank you for last week on the fishing location tips. We went out four of us and got one each and limited it out. And
wonderful.
And on the boat.
Good day. Glad to hear it.
Yes, thank you.
No problem. Glad to do it. So, are you done for the year yet?
I'm pulling the boat today.
Pulling the boat today. Okay. Didn't quite understand that part. Good. Well, you know, have an enjoyable day out there. You have a beautiful day out there. It's beautiful. No wind. It's not raining. It's not blowing. You're going to have a great day. So, and so are the kids. And by the way, it is already legal shooting time. I'm sure there are firearms going off all across the state as deer step into view for the kids. And I think that's a great experience for them. And we're looking forward to seeing a bunch of pictures. So there you go. All right. Well, all right. Thanks. Enjoy your day. Be careful out there. Okay.
Yep. Bye.
All right. Take care. All right. We got to take a little break here. Yes, we do. You know, I have scripts printed up. I write them and then I present them. I mean, how do you like the commercials, folks? I wonder sometimes if I don't sound hokey, you know? But maybe I do.
I like you hokey. It's all right.
You like me hokey? Okay. Well, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. I'm going to talk about a shotgun this time. Just one. We'll talk about the A5. It is for, you know, first day of duck season. A lot of guys are out there shooting their semi-automatic shotguns or double barrels or, you know, their pump shotguns. Well, here's one that has a 100,000-round or 5-year guarantee from Browning. It's the A5. And there's thousands of these out in the hands of Maryland hunters this morning. I can tell you that. It's from Browning, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Now, recoil-operated, that's what makes it so soft shooting, okay? Mossy Oak Shadow Grass blades which is like a marsh camo, Dura-Touch camo. That's what the whole gun looks like. Look at that, Ron. Whole camo, whole gun's camo.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep. Fiber optic front sight, a humpback receiver, just like the old days, like your grandfather's. Ergonomically balanced, which means, you know, it's good and feels good in your hand. It feels good on your shoulder. Comes up nice. Recoil operated kinematic drive is what they call it. Auto loader shotgun with 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. That's available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Stop by and see the full complement of Browning shotguns available for waterfowl and upland hunting. And that's at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That's 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting all available at your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop. You have a beautiful fireplace that you never use. Or rarely use, you know, you don't like to use it because you filled up with wood and you light the fire and the smoke comes out in the room and then you forgot to open the flue and oh yeah, well, we had that same situation. Just a big hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. So we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace. John sent us an email and said, comparing a stacked fireplace to a stacked Elvira.
I saw that.
Yeah. Anyway, Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert after we had some disappointing visits to several other Delmarva suppliers. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation and have provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both the Regency brand and the Enviro brand of gas fireplace inserts. Now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. You know, I like it when we just press the button and the fireplace comes on the remote from across the room. You know, and the blower blows the heat out.
We wouldn't have a fire every day if we were putting firewood in there. There's no way.
We wouldn't have a fire once a week if we were putting firewood in there. We
probably wouldn't have fire once a month if we were putting firewood in it.
Hey, probably not. Anyway, stop into the showroom, Route 50, exit 44, and be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillies.com or Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 827-4500. That's Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. You know, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is Maryland's premier life-size studio, providing five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Creative Concepts Taxidermy, with 30 years' experience, realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. John George specializes in big game animals from Africa, Asia, and North America. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100. Route 1, right off of Route 1, as a matter of fact, and the 95-295 interstates. The Creative Concepts Taxidermy Studio is 3,800 square feet, has a 19-foot ceiling, showroom's 1,500 square feet where it can view all the life-size game. A one-ton floor crane can handle the largest life-size projects like your Cape Buffalo. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. I had a buddy shoot a buffalo, American bison, the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what we're going to have tonight? American bison meatloaf. I'll whip one up.
Looking forward to it.
There you go. Anyway, hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or on weekends with an appointment. Visit Creative Concepts Taxidermy or call 410-799-1558. That's 799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. We'll be right back after these messages.
Nice start to the weekend with sunshine today. We're up to 57 this afternoon. Low tonight, 39 degrees. Next cold front comes in tomorrow on Sunday with a chance for rain showers and a high of 63. And then a big drop to the numbers for much of next week. We're talking high temps only in the 40s and 50s, long range, with lows down in the 20s and 30s. And it certainly feel like late November for us. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.MadonnaSeafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
DNR, stay too long at the bar. When I counted them, I must have lost track. I'm sure you've heard lots of crazy words about why a licensee lacked. While he was hunting birds, the strangest thing occurred. A wolf wound up in his sack. Please, DNR, don't stop my car. With my bow and arrow, that deer I whacked. Please, DNR, I don't need to go far. I'm only trying to sneak home from my hunting shack. My eyes are awfully blurred. That whiskey was my third while I hunted for that big rack. Hunting sober is preferred. Your breathalyzer, I demur. Got another bottle in my backpack.
All right, there you go. That's the guy that'll sell a deer for $50. Let's talk to Donna. Good morning, Donna. How you doing this morning, girl?
Good morning to you both.
Thank you.
Morning.
Okay. I'm calling from Anne Arundel County, and
yes, ma'am.
I did not vote for him.
Somebody did.
Yeah. That's really interesting. And my question is, okay, I think I'm using the right term. Who would be a legitimate hunter? Where would they take the deer to be processed? I think that's the right term.
Where would they take the deer to be processed? That's up to them. They can do it at home. They can take it to a processor, in Anne Arundel County or elsewhere. And we deal with a lot of them. I'll tell you what you could do. You could check at the
online at MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. We have a number of them listed in there. And, you know, these are the guys that make a living doing this. They cut your deer. They process it. They charge you a fee for the service. They don't sell the venison back to you, you know. I mean, it's just like going to your local butcher shop and saying, hey, look, I'd like a quarter, you know, I'd like a quarter of a beef. And, you know, they take care of it, and they charge you accordingly for the service. Now, beef you can sell, but a deer, it's a service, in other words, okay?
Right.
So, you know, there's probably 60 deer processors in Maryland. Every county has several.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not gonna recommend any of them in Arundel County, but there are, you know, a number of places you can find them. You can go to the FHFH.org website, and I'm sure there's a list of participating deer processors there, farmers and hunters feeding the hungry.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have a computer, but what...
Oh, okay.
What prompted my question was, and this is probably at least 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm in the local grocery that's been in business since the 1920s.
Right.
And, you know, it's visible, you know, the butchering area back there. And
right.
There was a deer on the slab, which kind of, I don't know. I just struck me funny at the
struck
time.
You well, yeah. Now, see, a lot of there's been a lot of things that happen. A lot of those guys that have commercial meat facilities, like for the public, for like butcher shops and grocery stores, they've stopped processing deer because they have to be inspected and so forth. So they either move that deer processing to another building or another site, okay, or they've gone totally commercial. There was one up in Frostburg that I visited the other day, and they had done a lot of deer processing, and they said, we don't skin them anymore. We just, if somebody brings in their quartered deer, you know, a skinned deer and the quartered meat and that type of thing, we'll cut it up for them into the steaks and chops and roasts and all that, but we don't skin them anymore. And I said, why not? He goes, Lyme disease got too much for
us. Oh, of course.
You know?
Of course.
So, I mean, that's a risk that taxidermists and meat processors take all the time. Uh-huh. So, and so that's, you know, but that was one particular guy that moved into total, you know, not doing it in their shop. So.
Right.
All right?
All right. Thanks,
Donna.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Alan. Hey, listen, I am chief legal counsel with a nonprofit organization, Citizen Promoting Respect for the Constitution Now. So what we do is we try to rise above politics to hold our elected and representatives to their oath of office to respect the principles of the Constitution. I was listening to your program, and I overheard the conversation regarding Brian Frosch, and I just wanted to point out that Brian Frosch, as the Attorney General for Maryland, cannot declare something illegal. A court of law is the only one that can declare something illegal.
Well, the Attorney General has ruled that this practice violates the DNR code, and I read the code in the letter. So we want to urge Brian Frosch to engage directly with the county executive, Stuart Pittman, of Anne Arundel County. And here's what it says. I'll say it again. I'm writing to you today. This is to Stuart Pittman from the Secretary of DNR, out of immense concern over the county's recently announced venison food relief program. After discussions with the Office of Attorney General, it has been confirmed that paying hunters for deer harvested and delivered to a participating deer processor and making payments to the participating deer processors is in violation of Natural Resources Article Section 10-404E, which prohibits the exchange for a game animal taken from the wild. So it violates the DNR code. You can call it illegal, you can call it whatever, or you can say he can't declare something illegal, but DNR has said this violates our code of selling venison. So
I understand.
So,
and Alan, the point I'm making to you is this, that all those state agencies, DNR, they go back to Brian Frosch and they request what's called an advisory opinion.
And I think that's what has happened.
Correct. That's exactly right. But the point I'm making to you is this, DNR may end up citing somebody on that. Then you end up going to a court of law.
Well, of course. That's what happened.
Well, I just want to point out, it's not illegal until a court of law renders a decision saying it's illegal.
I said, thank you for that.
All right. But look,
if I'm a hunter and I read this, I'm not doing it because I don't want to go to court. You want to be a test case? You want to be a test case? I don't. And I don't think that, I think that my advice to the hunters is sound. And I've read the letter from the DNR that this practice violates the DNR code. So now you've got natural resources police involved. Do you really want that in your life for $50? I don't think most people do. Thanks for the call, Mark. Thank you, sir. All right, let's talk to Timothy. Good morning, Timothy. Hello, Timothy.
Can you hear me?
I can now. Yes, sir. How you doing?
Oh, good. How are you all doing?
We're doing okay. Yeah. Do you have your radio on in the background?
No, nothing's on. Everything's
okay.
Off.
All right, good. We got you. What's up?
Yeah, I'm going to get in the entering the contest. I guess it ripped me in, but...
Yep, you're in.
I didn't make it out of the woods this morning. Weather conditions just weren't favorable, but he was talking about that hunter thing with the selling the meat and all that.
Yep.
A couple weeks back when you first mentioned it. Well, when I first heard you say that, I thought to myself, that's almost laughable. I said, they can't do that. I mean, I've been hunting for years, and I know you can't sell game animals, period.
That's right. That's right.
Not even a gallbladder or whatever.
That's true.
Not one part, sir.
When you mentioned gallbladder, you bring to mind the fact that of the black bear black market, which is bear galls are very marketable across the world. Other nations believe that they have some kind of curative power and things like that. And there have been cases made of people, violating the Pittman or the Lacey Act, transporting gallbladders across state lines and so forth to sell it to the black market. Bear paws, bear gallbladders and things like that. Deer don't have a gallbladder, by the way, just so you know.
No, well, I know. I've heard the same thing about the bears, but, yeah, I heard that. I said, that'll never go. I said, that's a dumb idea. We never thought of that, like God said earlier. But, you know, you never know what people's going to try to do. I just got to, you know, try to go with what's right and what you know is right.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, what's ethical? I mean, it's not ethical to sell a game animal. You know, taxidermist, like I said, taxidermist, you know, doesn't get paid for somebody that engaged him to mount their animal. Taxidermist can't get rid of it. He doesn't know what to do with it. You can't sell it.
Right.
You know? Same way with deer antlers. You see deer and elk antlers in the pet store, you know? Other states basically, those are shed antlers that have been collected. You know, out west, they have these massive herds of elk, and
right.
they all shed at the same time. There are people that have permits to harvest those shed antlers, and then they sell them to the pet companies and things like that. But in Maryland, no deer part may be sold, okay?
No, you can't. Nothing like that. I know. It's
right.
Good, too. I mean, if that was the case, you might as well not even have to check it in.
Exactly. You're a good man. Yes, sir.
As far as I'm concerned, the check-in system they got nowadays is made for the illegal hunter.
Well, I mean,
it makes it easier, but it's not that hard to pick up the phone and say, you know, I shot, you know, whatever, so I could go back on hunting.
Yeah.
Well,
the best thing they did was eliminate the fact that you had to harvest two does before you could take another buck. They eliminated that. So, you know, and they made it $3 two any way you want to take them, and then a bonus deer any way you want to take it. Just can't take two on the same day. And so, yeah, it's that was the best thing they did. That's kind of to prevent that, quote, ghost doe check-in thing that some guys were doing, some unethical people were doing. Let's face it. Across the spectrum of hunters is just like across the spectrum of all of us. There are good apples and there are bad apples. There are ethical people. There are unethical people.
You're right.
There are honest people and there are bad people.
Yeah, and you sit back and you know somebody like that, or you see somebody like that, it's hard to turn them in.
Well,
I mean, if I've seen somebody doing something illegal, if I've seen them with my own eyes,
right.
I just hear somebody say, well, so-and-so did something about it. I would take that as a grain of salt. I mean,
exactly.
It don't mean nothing.
Yep. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Yes, sir. You're welcome. You too. Have a good day.
Thank you.
You have a great day.
Good luck on the muzzleloader. Yep.
Yep. See ya.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Listen, this guy was a sea captain, and his dying wish was to be buried at sea. So when he died, his two sons drowned trying to dig his grave.
Oh, brother. Hey, did you hear the guy? Look, I used the word hokey in a conversation there earlier about, how do the commercials sound. Did you hear the guy that invented the hokey pokey died?
No.
Yeah, there was a little trouble at the funeral, though. I mean, they'd put the right leg in, he'd take the right leg out, so.
Hey, what does a lawyer wear to court?
I don't know.
A lawsuit. Yeah. And briefs.
Good one. Thank you for that, Mark.
Good morning, John.
Yeah. Take care, buddy.
Have a good one.
See you later. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Look at that, Robin. There's a black squirrel sitting on our rail of our deck.
He loves it out there. He brings his corn he steals from you up there.
Yeah, I see that. So I got you. All right. Uncle Chris, are you on the phone?
Yes.
Okay. Well, while you're doing that, I'm going to talk about some of our sponsors, if that's okay with you. Creative Concepts Taxidermy has 30 years' experience realistically, accurately, and artistically recreating animals from all over the world. John George specializes in big game animals from Africa and Asia and North America. 7194 Montevideo Road, just off Route 1 in Jessup, is where you'll find Creative Concepts, convenient to Route 100 and the 95-295 interstates. The Creative Concepts studio is 3,800 square feet, 19-foot ceilings, and a showroom is 1,500 square feet where you can see much of his work displayed. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups, and Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. That's right. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or on weekends with an appointment. Visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. Clyde Sports Shop. You know, they're your full-line Browning dealer, and I like talking about Clyde Sports Shop. They've been a long-time sponsor, and I like talking about the Clyde and the crew there because, you know what, they offer professional service like scope mounting and gunsmithing and, of course, licenses and all those types of things for the hunters, ammunition and so forth. They just do a good job, and they've been doing a good job for, over 60 years. Over 60 years. They are a full-line Browning dealer, and if you like Browning firearms, go check them out. I mean, they've got the shotguns. They've got the over-and-under shotguns for shotgun shooting sports. That's the Satori. They have the A5. They have the X-Bolt. They have the Hell's Canyon speed stuff, the Hell's Canyon long-range and Macmillan model bolt-action rifles. They've got the BAR Mark III Hell's Canyon speed autoloader high-powered rifle in a number of Magnum and short Magnums and standard calibers. It's you know, the Hell's Canyon stuff is all built very, very seriously, very tough, very lightweight for serious hunters. So, you know, when you walk in, you say, I heard about this Hell's Canyon stuff. What can you show me? They're going to show you a line of rifles. So, there you go. Clyde Sport Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, see Clyde Sport Shop. Phone 242-6108. That's 242-6108 for Clyde's Sport Shop. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville knows fire. Are you looking for a new backyard grill? Pellet grills by Traeger and standard charcoal grills by Big Green Egg, you know, those egg-shaped things, and Kamado Joe are at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How about premium gas logs by Real Fire to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening? Gas wall fireplaces can add a special look to any room, and glass fire tables, like Robin talked about earlier, are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. See them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Don't forget the fire rooms, too, for outside. And now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillys.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. This cold weather today, tonight, will inspire you to go visit Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace, and we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.MadonnaSeafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
I love that song.
I know you do. That's why we play it, just for you. Let's talk to, hey, Captain Chris, Captain Don dropped off. He emailed me and said he was in a bad area. So, good morning, Captain Don. Let's talk, and we'll call you here shortly next week. Let's talk to Dave. Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Good morning, Alan. First thing, I want to thank you for your show. Been listening to it for a long time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
I think you're doing a great job. And enter the contest. And the last thing I had, I was listening this morning, you were talking about selling deer parts. Does that apply to a mounted head and deer hide?
Yes.
It does?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I have a mounted head. I've had it for years. It belonged to my brother-in-law. I'm going to get rid of it. What do we do with it?
Donate it to, is it a big one?
6 point.
A 6 point? Give it to somebody? you know, give it to somebody. There are people out there that'll, you know, take it, put it on Craigslist or something for free. But I don't know if I'd do that. But you've got to have a hunter in your family that would say, hey, I like that. Or give it to a young guy, kid, you know.
Well, I'm going to find somebody. You know, who wants a head, you know, of a deer that they didn't get themselves, you know?
Well, no, I mean, look.
You'd be amazed.
You would be amazed. There's a lot of people out there that like to have that look in their home. No question. Yeah.
Well, it's a little cheered up after like 60 years and sitting in
that's wild.
And nights are chewed on the ears a little bit. And
I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, can you take a picture and send it to me?
Yeah.
Do you want to email it or do you want to text it to me?
I'll email it.
All right. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Got it.
Okay,
thank you.
You got it, buddy. Email me a picture. I'd love to take a look at it.
Okay, take care. Talk to you.
You got it. All right. Hey, our buddy, Greg, who calls from time to time. It looks like, let's see what he says here. Oh, what happened? Oh, his wife sent us a song on Facebook Messenger that Steve Chapman wrote about his father and brothers and I. Remember that guy, Greg?
Yes.
Yes, well, we're going to listen to it. They're on the stand again today. Yesterday was a good day for him and his son. I don't know if it's a son or grandson. Yesterday was a good day for both of us. He got his first crossbow deer, a nice 8-point, and he took a wounded 5-point. So not the buck he wanted, but he didn't want him to go to waste. So look at that. Nice picture.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so we'll have a conversation about that. Now, that youth buck right there, that would fall right into our youth incentive program, our youth initiative with Bucks, Bears, Stags. You know, Bucks, Bears, Stags. I want everybody to go look at that website, bucks-bears-stags.com. And if you're on Facebook, it's Bucks, Bears, Stags on Facebook. There's no and or anything like that in it. And I think you'll be impressed. We had a beautiful deer that we put on our Facebook page. It was a piebald buck, a young lady killed in Cecil County. We got 42,000 likes, or 42,000, what do they call them, engagements or something?
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Then there was another one, a big 10-point that was also killed in Cecil County. It was a typical whitetail taken with a bow. It's probably going to be in the top five in Maryland. Really nice deer. 13-inch brow tine on one side, big long tines, nice big spread. That deer is probably going to be in the 180 class. That hit 49,000 people reached with that. So our Facebook page is really reaching out there.
We're doing great.
We're getting, you know, likes and likes.